So God's will is for us to be thankful, and our text today is 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you," or for you. Have you ever heard somebody say, "I'm looking for God's will in my life"? Well, I have, okay? Sometimes, sincerely, we say, "If it's God's will." That's a whole different subject. God leads us, God speaks to us, and being sensitive to God's call and to God's will is important. But to say, "I'm looking for God's will," and Scripture teaches us to think scripturally, we should not speak that way. Sometimes we use expressions that aren't biblical, and I think "I'm looking for God's will" is not a biblical term. I think John MacArthur on the text says that some people expect to be walking down the street and slip on a banana peel, and they land on a map of Africa, and they have to go to Africa to be a missionary. Well, that's not how God reveals His will to us. God reveals His will to us through the Word. And of course, the most important part of God's will for man is that they be saved. This is God's will. Scripture is very clear about that. And so if you haven't taken the first step up the ladder, you'll never get to the next step or to the top of the ladder. To get up to the top of the ladder that is God's will, you have to be saved before God will open up any more of His will. And there are many texts in Scripture that say that this is the will of God. And we'll cover a couple of them today. And the most important one here in our text today is that God wants us in all things to give thanks because this is His will for us. And so I'd like to propose to you so that you would learn to think that you don't have to look for God's will except in God's Word. And if you know God's Word, then God will direct your paths. If we know Scripture, we will know what God wants us to do in our life. And if we obey it, then we will be thankful. God's will is revealed in Scripture, and so we don't need to go looking for it. If we look at Colossians, we'll look at a variety of verses today. You skip back Colossians 3:17, just several pages. Paul writes the following: "Whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." So first of all, if we're going to talk about thankfulness being part of God's will in our life, it includes every aspect of our life. It even includes the words we speak. And God's will is that the words we speak always be done in a theologically Christian or biblical context. When we do or when we pray in God's will, it means that what we seek to do, just like Jesus in His prayer, it means we seek for our will to become God's will. It's so that God's desire becomes our desire. Do you remember when Jesus prayed before He went to the cross? He was praying, "Not your will, but mine be done." As Christians, we line our life up, our thoughts, our words, our desires with the desires of God overall as revealed in Scripture. We cannot want to do something that Scripture prohibits. And on the other hand, we need to desire to do the things that Scripture teaches us to do. And if Scripture is authoritative in our life, if it is the utmost and the top in our life, then whatever we do, it will line up with what the will of God is. So our text, the first one we read, is that God wants us to give thanks to Him in everything. Well, what does the word "everything" include? Certainly, those of you that are recently married, it includes your husbands and your wives and your children. Certainly includes brothers and sisters and church. It includes the church. It includes God's Word. It includes Jesus Christ, like we talked about last Sunday, God's gift to us. We are to give thanks for everything. Look what Paul writes to the Philippian church in chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Be careful for nothing here. It doesn't mean to be careless. It's an old English word that means don't worry. Instead, when you have a desire in your heart or you have something, you bring it to the Lord. And in the last couple of weeks, we've talked about the fact that in the Old Testament, the Christian, he could not come into the presence of God. He could only come into the courtyard just outside the holy place. The only person that could come into the presence of God was the priest with the blood. And of course, in the New Testament, Jesus offered himself and his blood and opened the way. Now we can come in into the very, very presence of God, right to his throne, that in Hebrew is called the throne of grace. And grace, literally in the Greek, means a free gift. And so we can come to God's place of free gifts. And so Paul says that when you need a gift of grace, when you need something in your life, you can come into the very presence of God and not worry, knowing and trusting and believing that God, if it's his will give it to you. And if you accept what God answers as God's will, then your heart will be content. Real prayer, sincere, genuine, includes a thankful heart. Sometimes when we pray and we come to God, even when we're thankful, we expect a positive answer, do we not? God, I need this, or I'd like this. And sometimes God doesn't answer positively. I've had people say, you know, I've been praying for many years about this or that, and God hasn't answered me. I said, well, you know, perhaps God has answered you. You're expecting God to say yes, and you're trying to wear God down. So he says, I give up. Well, that's not the way it is. Sometimes when God doesn't answer, then the answer is no. Or at least up until today, the answer is no. If you're praying for somebody's salvation, then you always pray. You pray to the last day of your life. But if you're praying about material things or things that perhaps you need or you want, those are things that perhaps God is postponing until another time in your life. But being thankful when God says no, have you considered that in your life? Maybe a promotion or a raise or something else that you dearly want, especially when we talk about our wants and God is saying no or God is closing the door. Paul wanted to preach. And first he goes east and the door is closed. Then he goes north and the door is closed. The Holy Spirit stops him. And finally he goes west. And when he gets there, he ends up at the beach. And how do you get across the ocean? Well, he has a vision at night and the man says, come over. And when Paul came over, where did Paul land? Paul landed in Greece. He landed in Europe. And God's will for Paul was not to go east to China or north to perhaps Russia, but west into Europe so that the gospel would spread through Europe. And we don't know why, but that was God's will for Paul until he finally understood it. But sometimes God said no to Paul, and Paul had to accept that. And sometimes God says no to us. We talked last Sunday a little bit about Hebrews chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse 15. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. This is what we already said, at all times and all things give thanks, because this is the fruit of our lips with thanksgiving to his name. We covered that last Sunday. So in the Old Testament, the priests were the only ones that could give thanks. In the New Testament, we can give thanks, and God calls us to that. When we go back to Ephesians, and we went through Ephesians a few years ago, but let me remind you, chapter 5, verse 20. Paul writes, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In everything. It includes, first of all, our spiritual blessings. Chapter 1 of Ephesians that our pastor has been going through in teaching us about salvation begins when Paul says, blessed, verse 3, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ. we are to give thanks in everything, including the spiritual blessings that God has given us. 2 Corinthians 9:15, last Sunday we talked about Jesus Christ being a gift of God's grace. We are to continuously offer thanks to God for Jesus Christ. Excuse me. Furthermore, Ephesians 5:20, it says that we are to give thanks always. We go back to the Old Testament. This is something that God was teaching the Jews. If we go to 1 Chronicles, and it will be chapter 23, we find an interesting comment about the priests there. Chapter 23, it talks about the ministry and the service that the priests did. In verse 30, it says, they are to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at even or at evening, and to offer burnt sacrifices to the Lord on the Sabbaths and on the new moon and on the set feasts by number according to the order commanded unto them continually before the Lord. Every morning, every evening, every new moon, every month, every year, over and over and over. We understand that the sacrifices were made in the animals, but they were also to offer thanksgiving to God on a regular basis. And so we need we have the need to pray because that's God's will. We have the need to be thankful because that's God's will. We have to be thankful in all things, at all times. And what does thankfulness prove in our life? Well, it proves that we're Christians. Ephesians 5, 6, 15 through 17 there in 18 says, don't be filled with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, praising and thanking God. A person that is drunk, have you ever seen a drunk person walking down the street? It's very obvious that he is under the influence of what he has been drinking. Or a person on drugs, if you've met somebody that's been on drugs, and when you're talking to them, it's very obviously that they're under control of something and not them being over control of that. Well, if you're thankful, that is a characteristic. And that is a fruit of the Spirit that God, the Holy Spirit, creates in your life. So thankfulness proves that you're Christians, that you're children of God. Secondly, 2 Corinthians 4:15. 2 Corinthians 4:15. In all things for your sake, so that abundant grace might, through your thanksgiving, be to the glory of God. First of all, thanksgiving proves we're children of God. And secondly, our thanksgiving and our prayers, they bring glory to God. What happens when we don't do it, or what happens when people don't thank God? It's an indication, most likely, that they aren't saved, that they don't know the Lord. In Romans chapter 1, when Paul talks about the heathen, especially those that got involved in a homosexual lifestyle, it says God gave them over to a perverted mind because when they were exposed to God's truth, they did not acknowledge God nor thank God for being who he is. And then last of all, to wrap up, we had a sermon a couple of weeks ago by a pastor about the 10 lepers. And remember, there was only one that came back to thank the Lord. It's an obligation of Christians to do so, even when nobody else around us is doing so. And so just a few thoughts and verses here to wrap up kind of this week that we've been in Thanksgiving as we moved into the Christmas season, and we're going to praise and thank God all month for his son and the birth of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen.